There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, friends. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. Folks, we got a brand new sponsor, American Survival Wholesale, and I'd like for you very much to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down to the right, and what you'll find is a camouflage ad there, American Survival Wholesale. And I want you, friends, to understand that these people are supporting you. They're supporting you, so we need to support them. And understanding their mission, friends, you need to understand that they're picking up where the government left off. And the government should be taking care of our veterans, but they're failing to do that. They're actually demonizing them after they send them out to fight their unconstitutional wars, again, because the American people tolerated it. But again, going back to American Survival Wholesale, it's their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have, in so many cases, as I said, have been thrown away by the government that they have been fighting for and the country that they have been fighting for. But let it not fall to our lot, folks, to actually stand up and pick up the slack and actually take care of these guys along with American Survival Wholesale.
And what I love about them, too, they're veteran-owned and operated.
Totally.
Which is awesome.
Yep. So, again, friends, what we want you to do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll to the right side of the page just a little bit. On the right side, you'll see a camouflage ad, American Survival Wholesale. Again, friends, support them because they are supporting you. And what I'd like to do, friends, at this point is I would like to just kind of highlight a couple things, get a couple thoughts. And by the way, folks, I also want to let you know, phone calls make all the difference in the world, because you're going to bring in a perspective that I might that I myself might not be tapping into.
Right.
And when you bring that on and you throw that out there on the table, it's just like, yes, this is, that's a great point, great perspective. And I want people to hear what you have to say, because this radio program is about you. It's about your country. It's about what you're doing in the preservation and in the fight, the good fight of faith, to preserve what we have today. And again, we're not doing this on our own, friends. We want you to call in and let 53 countries hear what you have to say. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, right before the break, and I'm going to get your thoughts here in just a minute, we were talking about extremism. We had a caller from North Carolina, Philip, call in, and we were talking about the extreme. Folks, there's nothing wrong with being extremely right.
For righteousness' sake.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't done. You know, you stand on top of the Bible, say, I'm right. I'm wrong. You're right. It's a good place to be because you're standing in the righteousness of the one that died to redeem you back unto the Father, who promises that he'll show himself strong on the behalf of those who actually take him for what he commanded. I like that. That's a pretty simple place to be, isn't it? Now, speaking of extremism, is it not extreme when a government comes about and begins to overthrow through lawlessness and policy? Unconstitutional policy? Is that not pretty extreme? This is totalitarian methods. They accuse everybody of the very crimes that they themselves are perpetuating. That's how they tear down the laws. And that's what the American people need to wake up to. But it's extreme to stand up on the side of God. That's a good place to be. And this Christian president, as he self-proclaims to the, well, to whatever group he may be talking to that needs to hear that he's a Christian, he professes to be a Christian, but yet he doesn't show forth the fruit of a Christian, which tells us he's not a Christian. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we see the truth is not in him. And what Steph highlighted right before the break was none other than Satan transforms his ministers into the angels of light. Of course he did. If he walked out with horns on his head and a fork in his hand, what do you think people would do? They'd freak out.
Right.
He's got to come out with a warm smile on his face, be a little genuine with the people, and tell them what they want to hear. And yet Scripture tells us to beware of that. That a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. But what we do is because we don't know any different, some of us don't, and we get mad at real leadership. We get mad at those that actually stand on the Word of God and demand those that represent we the people to actually fall in line with the oath that they swore to uphold. What's so extreme about that? They were the ones that said they were going to do it in the first place. They applied for the job. And if they applied for the job, then we need to hold their feet to the fire. And if they don't want to do what they said that they were going to do by upholding the Constitution, then we remove them. Then we remove them. Someone's going to win. In every war, someone does win. This is a war of deception. That's all it is. So again, I want to ask, how extreme am I? I want to use a little ostentatious erudition here. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. That extremist liberated a lot of people, didn't he? Through his obedience. Not talking about his errors. I'm not talking about his fallen conditions. Not talking about where he failed. I'm talking about the anointing that God placed in the man of God, like it or not. He liberated a lot of folks, didn't he? His obedience sure did. Martin goes on and says, but as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. You know what, friends? Let me say it this way. A Navy SEAL was told by his daddy once, never live your life where the enemy doesn't see you as dangerous. You know, the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. It was Jesus that cast out the devil with a word. They didn't play. They asked for permission from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The man of war. The one that didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. Right? Yeah. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist will you be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? You know, I was thinking about this earlier. You know, if anybody ever says to me, Bradley, because I've heard it, and I've heard it from people that should have known better. You know, it's kind of like Joab saying to David when he went out and took out Goliath. David said, is there not a cause? And his brother said to him, we know your pride. You're just doing this to be in the press. You're just doing this to get famous. You know, let me tell you this, friends. My fame lies in the Christ crucified. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. And preaching a message from the pulpits and from the microphone 6 days a week, this is not how you get famous. This is how you love on a nation and tell them what needs to be done or else. So, America, I ask you a question before we take this first break. How extreme are you for what you say you believe? How much do you love? How much are you willing to take for God and country? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. President Buchanan said, I acknowledge no master but the law. Who gave that law? There is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. But why is this taking place? Because kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. And I want people to understand what's going on right now in their country. And who said it better than Mr. Calvin Coolidge, President Coolidge, back in the day? War is the rule of force. Peace is the rule and reign of law. Is the law reigning in the land, friends? No, it's not. That's why you have war within the gates. Because this administration is ruling by force. I mean, I could take it down the chain and just say, did you see the guy that wouldn't bake the cake for the homosexuals? He was just fined $150,000.
Yeah.
I thought it was about tolerance, friends.
And compassion.
No, it's about intolerance.
And love.
Did you see the Muslim Brotherhood? The admiral actually highlighting the fact that the president of the United States has basically handed the baton to the Muslim Brotherhood.
The infiltration?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, just talking about, you know, intolerance, but he's sitting there talking about Jesus letting him have the wheel, but he ain't about letting Jesus have the wheel. He's about making sure that he's in the place of Jesus. That ain't going to work out too good for a nation that allows it. I also want people to understand that national sins demand national punishments. So whatever you are allotting right now, you will reap it nationally. So let each Christian try to shake off the sins of his nation from his own skirt and labor and strive to purify this land of blood and oppression. National sins demand national punishments. And I want to say this one more time. War is the rule of force. It's exactly what you're seeing through this criminal administration. Peace is the reign of law. And what you're not seeing today is you are seeing force through totalitarian methods, and you're not seeing peace because the law is not reigning. What is reigning is the lawless.
Now, my thoughts. My thoughts are, when you're talking about extremism, you can be either an extremist for righteousness' sake or for unrighteousness' sake. But Philip, going back to our caller, he brought up a good point, is that when they were sitting in the group of quote-unquote moderate Muslims, when the speaker spoke and said, now how many of you believe that these guys are just following, you know, what the Quran tells them, they all raised their hand. So when you're looking at someone who always, they're classified as extreme Muslims and extremists and so on and so forth, you have to understand that, when Philip called in and said they're Orthodox because they're just following what was in the Quran or what is in the Quran, you can see that there's no such thing as really an extremist. A Muslim is a Muslim following what the Quran teaches. Now, when you're looking at...
Well, okay, wait. Let's dissect that for a moment, though. So we look at a moderate Christian that allows 58 million babies to be slaughtered in the womb, dissected and beheaded in the womb. So that's what a moderate Muslim will do when it's the American people that fall under the sword.
Well, I mean,
what's the difference,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Right? I'm not being funny.
No, and that's such a great point that you bring up, is because, you know, when we look at all these beheadings of children and crucifying children and the things that is happening through the Muslim Brotherhood, through ISIS, so on and so forth, when you're looking at the American people, we can stand up in our own indignation and self-righteousness and point the finger, just as David did when the prophet Nathan came to him. But you have to understand that we in this nation have blood on our own hands.
Totally.
Look at all the babies that we have allowed to be slaughtered, dismembered, beheaded in the womb, and we've let this go for years and years and years. And do not think for one second, America, that we are not going to pay as a nation for the innocent blood that we have allowed to be spilled.
Well, just keep in mind that it's the Muslim Brotherhood allied with this administration that are attempting to disarm the American people right now from who they are. Isn't that what the American people have allowed concerning the innocent in the womb?
Yeah, exactly. Is anybody repaid to us?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So who's defending them? And if you're not going to defend the innocent in the womb, then, well, you know what? Maybe the Lord's just going to decide to say to the tyrant, hey, my servant, I'm using you for judgment right now. Yeah. Go ahead and strip them of their rights to bear arms see how they like it.
Right. Those that hate you shall rule over you. Does any of this ring a bell?
They shall be made the head and you shall be made the tail.
That's right. And I'll point over you terror, the Bible says.
And I'll allow those that hate you to rule over you.
That's right. Yes. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We have to understand it's so right up, line upon line, precept upon precept, what the Word teaches, the Bible teaches, that you have to understand that we will reap as a nation what we have sown. Now, I want to go back to the moderate versus extremist. I want to kind of take it to a different channel, too, for a second. When you think about moderates, no moderate, whether good or bad, ever changed the world. Anyone who did anything to change the course of this nation or to establish this nation or any nation or country in the world were extremists because they believed absolutely that which is right and they 100% went full bore towards it, or they believed absolutely that which is wrong and went 100% full bore towards it. The moderate, the main sheep in the world that do nothing, that say nothing, they're just like the sheep. They're just kind of there, okay? They're moderate. They're not fighting against anything. They're not fighting for anything. They're just blah. I mean, you know, they're not hot. They're not cold. I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah, the people that sat there and watched these people be slaughtered and allowed their kids to do the killing for Adolf Hitler concerning the innocent of the day. Yeah, I get
right,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so there's kind of like the...
They were partying on.
That's right. The nothing in between. Who really rules is who really fights to rule. Who really pushes for
the
righteousness
hand of the
or
diligent the Bible says the hand of the diligent shall bear rule.
That's right. And we have to understand that, going back to, I'm just thinking about Abdullah, the king of Jordan, that basically just, you know, sent out all this destruction. And you were talking about that is how you fight a tyrant. That is how you stand up against what's going on with ISIS. It's a great example of someone not just reeling back and afraid all the time, but someone says, no, we're going to take this back to you. What you have done will be repaid you. That's how you deal with an enemy.
But all the governments in the world can't deal with these mysterious devils.
I know, and they're out there. It's just amazing to me that they're out there in like the sand, desert, you know, land of no technology,
money, yeah.
Having these bombs, and like you mentioned, having the iron cage and having all these nice uniforms.
Brand new uniforms.
Where in the world are these?
Brand new boots, new weaponry.
Yeah. Guys, the middle of nowhere. How are they getting all this weaponry?
It looks like they had a well-trained camera crew. They edited the film.
Yeah, different angles, you said?
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible? I mean, it makes you think, where could they possibly be getting some of this funding for? Who could be supplying them?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. What I want to do is I want to get over to this four-star admiral who slams Obama, Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated all of our national security agencies. He said it. I didn't. Listen to the man, friends. He's got something to say. It's pretty important.
The transformation of America has been in the full swing ever since 2008. President Obama's no-show in Paris was an embarrassment for all Americans. But it also was a signal to the Islamic jihadis. It's one of many signals he's sent over the years while he's in office. Now, there's no question we got a hell of a job ahead of us. With the Muslim Brotherhood penetration in every one of our national security agencies, including all our intelligence agencies.
You heard them.
And as been reported by some, our lead intelligence agency headed by a Muslim convert. This is not going to be an easy task.
John Brennan, that's who he's speaking
of. Now, we've had many opportunities over the years to change the course of history. And as Frank had mentioned, starting with Jimmy Carter, when the Iranians took over our embassy, we could have cut off Islamic fundamentalism on the knees. But we did not act.
That's right. Folks, there's much more. There's about six more minutes. If you'd like to see the video, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is called, the headline is, Four-Star Admiral Blasts Obama Administration Over Muslim Brotherhood Infiltration. You heard him say it.
Yeah, an
87-year-old man standing up saying we need to do something about what's going on.
I was just going to say, he's an old man, and he's still fighting the good fight. I'm convinced that there's those that are either going to... It's amazing to me how the freedoms and liberties of the many have always been purchased by the few who have been willing to fight for them. Yeah. It's the few that have to fight for the good of many. While the good of many may do what they do, I'm thinking even during the revolutionary time, you know, those farmers that didn't do anything, they didn't speak up, they didn't act, they didn't fight for our American cause, but yet you had John Adams, George Washington, you know, Thomas Jefferson, these guys fighting the good fight for what? The good of all. And it's always, it seems like it's always left up to a few to make sure that liberty is preserved for the many. And yeah. Lord knows why it is. Lord always works a few numbers, but I think it's because of lack of obedience, because of those who could do something and end up and stand for nothing.
Well, that's what the Lord said to Jeremiah. Where is the faithful among men?
Yep.
He couldn't find them. And here we are in a country of 320 million people, and the Lord's looking for the faithful among men. He doesn't need a lot.
He just
of them,
faithful.
Friends. He just needs faithful. That's right. He just needs faithful men. We're going to come right back to this. Who's behind the terror and the chaos? We've covered everything up to this point, as promised. I want to shoot through this really quick. Who is behind the terror and chaos? Again, folks, this is something you don't want to miss. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So who's behind the terror and chaos? We talked about, well, a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. And this is part two to that message that I gave to you. And I think I'll find it pretty compelling. Because we know that when we go back to who said it, because I didn't say it. Again, the fruit's on the tree, and we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to this administration. That's what we're to judge men by, right? We can understand that fear is being used to control the people. Remember what Congressman Jim McDermott said after September 11th in 2001? He said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. That's not the spirit of America, and that's definitely not the spirit of a Christian. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But what we notice is the mainstream media continually pushing fear as if they're transmitting a message on the behalf of America's enemies. Because ISIS wants you to fear their barbaric methods of killing in hopes of paralyzing those that would resist their attempts at a global domination. And for some reason or another, it hits all the mainstream outlets, which, by the way, are six of them are owned. I mean, all the corporations, media outsources, friends, and outlets are all owned by six corporations. But for some reason or another, it all hits at the same time on the mainstream outlets, pushing the message again and again of, here it is, submit or else. That's exactly their message, friends. That's why everybody's afraid of these little Islamic devils in America. And folks, here, listen, I'm 6'5". I don't care if I was a foot and a half tall. I'm not afraid of these people. I'm not afraid of demonic forces. I'm not afraid of scary movies. Why would I be afraid of the enemy that the Lord has given me power and authority over? Why would I be afraid of that when he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Why would he instill in me to be afraid of what he told me not to be afraid of if I'm born of his spirit? Well, I'm not going to be. But why people are afraid of these little pipsqueaks, I have no idea why you'd be afraid of them. I remember years ago, and it wasn't too long ago, where I looked at my wife, and it was the first Muslim. This is when it was starting to roll into America. I looked at one of them, and I said, these people are of a different spirit. I said, that dude right there has got a spirit of murder on him.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And it's exactly right. But I want you to know something, friends. They fear you more than you fear them. But the state-controlled mainstream media wants you to be afraid of them because their message to you is submit or else, and you need to understand that they're being paid to promulgate the message that you're getting on a 24/7 basis. And if you don't believe me, ask Amber Lyon, who told you that CNN's content is paid for by foreign governments. And they were also told not to report anything that would call out Obama's administration for what it really was, said Amber Lyon. She was an award-winning anchor for CNN. And, of course, they fired her because she started to call them out for who they were. Boy, we can't have people in the, you know, anchoring the news that are telling the people the truth. She said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. She said CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he getting that from? Why would she say something like that?
Yeah.
Must be true.
Yeah, it reminds me of that slogan, a we report, you decide, rather than a we decide what
that's
we report.
Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took notice, friends, that when we watched ISIS concerning this video, we saw a video from ISIS where they wanted everyone to see how demonic and demented that they really were. Because what they did is they filmed and broadcasted a captured Jordanian pilot being burned alive. We all seen this, right? But I took particular notice as to how the ISIS fighters had done such a good job shooting and editing the video, which, by the way, was taken from different angles. I also took note as to how well scripted it was, as if they had help from the inside of the movie industry. Because, friends, we can go back to several of these reports that we got during the Iraqi war concerning the outlets that you know of today that were completely fabricated. And we know a lot of these stories that are coming out, they're taking on green screens, are the backdrops, friends. It's not true. It's not real. Remember the guy that said, you take the pictures and I'll create the war. So all you have to do, friends, is talk to someone outside of the country. They will tell you that you are being lied to 24/7 by the state-controlled media. Now, in addition, I'm sure that everyone who's seen this video must have noticed, surely, the brand new uniforms that these terrorists were wearing. And I'm also sure everybody noticed that their brand new weapons were there, shiny black and, boy, spanking brand new. And look at the metal cage and a huge front loader, too. Who paid for all that? These terrorists are apparently well-funded from the neighboring countries in which, well, they sell all of their rocks and sand to. And after all, we know how rock and sand are in such high demand worldwide. It had to start that way, friends. I'm being sarcastic to a certain point because I do realize that these Islamists are making hundreds of millions of dollars through their takeover of Iraqi oil operations. But who helped them take over Iraq, friends? Boy, what happened a couple of years ago under Bush's administration? Who cleaned out Iraqis' banks and territories and, well, they killed off their leader? Who was that? Who set them up? The CIA set them up. Who funded them? The CIA funded them. Now they have the control of and even being funded and trained by the U.S. government. Of course they are. Now, folks, there's a coalition of 60 countries in Iraq making sure they maintain the peace. No, the country's been overthrown. It's been occupied by a foreign government. And guess who headed that up all? Who? Guess who did it, friends? Yours truly. And for the government to further suggest that they cannot find these inhumane criminals suggests that they are simply derelict and negligent of duty.
And I want to tell you this, friends, what stands contrary to everything they do and say is today's technology suggests just the exact opposite. If you have a phone, your government knows exactly where you're at. Just ask the 65% of the reporters that say the government in America is now spying on them because of Barack Obama does not want to be told on. He doesn't want to be exposed. He doesn't want his little jurette to be exposed, who wears the pants in the White House, who's a Muslim, her daddy's an Iranian, and she wants to use freedom of religion against itself in America, said she back in 1977. No, we don't want to do that. What does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with it because you got another Muslim sitting right next to him calling the shots. This is America, friends. This isn't in the Middle East. I'm not broadcasting from the Middle East. I'm broadcasting from the United States of America, where God has shed his grace upon thee. ISIS seems to be taking it to a new level of barbarism due to the fact that beheading women and children, well, it seems to have very little effect on the American people. Well, these Islamic devils seem to have forgotten that it's the American people have allotted their own government to sanction the beheading and dismemberment of over 58 million of its own babies in the womb. How could they scare you, America? I mean, surely the American enemies know that the arenas are still being packed, watching a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball. That's how afraid the American people are of ISIS. Well, that wasn't good enough, so they had to set a man on fire. But again, ISIS has seemed to have forgotten that after September 11th, they watched 3,000 of their own people, in many cases, jump from the building on fire, hitting the ground to their own deaths. How could you scare a country like that? I just watched some of this film the other day. It was interesting. A fireman during September 11th, when the buildings, before they came crashing down, he said it was surreal. It was like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. America is so Hollywoodized, they don't even know the difference between that which is a reality and that which is surreal. You want to talk about God putting the blinders on a people that he's going to judge? There you have it right there. And by the way, friends, what was the response from the President of the United States after this Jordanian pilot was burned alive? It was hideous, friends. Sick to the core. He started to push Obamacare on the people in this country. That was his response. Remember the message from ISIS to you is submit or else? In fact, Islam means submission. So contrary to the claims of Barry Satoru and the other deceivers in Washington, ISIS is, in fact, Islamic to the core. Who is ISIS? Who is Al-Qaeda? Who are America's enemies? Who's creating all of this chaos? Friends, even more importantly, who does this work for? Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who mysteriously died of a heart attack on a mountain climbing trip, told the House of Commons that Al-Qaeda is not a reality. It's not really a terrorist group, but a database of international, I'm not even going to try to say the word, and arms smugglers used by the CIA and Saudis to funnel guerrillas, arms, and money into the Soviet-occupied Afghanistan. Oh, and folks, don't forget about all of the heroin that's being transitioned from one country to another country. And it's your boys and girls that are being sent over there to make sure that the job is done. Don't forget about all the drug trafficking and the arms trafficking that's going on here, friends. It's all about money. And if you get in their way, it's all about death and destruction. Submit or else. I got a quote from a French military intelligence agent, Pierre-Henri Benoul, who wrote in June 2004, edition of World Affairs, folks, that's going to set you down and put a reality check on you really quick. I'll give it to you right after this other break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand tall for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jeremiah 11, the prophet that was sent forth to warn the people to turn from their wicked ways before a just and a holy God, who failed to do so. Just read the book of Lamentations, a country that wished they would have listened to Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, you'll see in several cases where they wouldn't listen to Jeremiah, and they wanted to give him the bread of affliction, and they wanted to scold him and rebuke him and chastise him, call him crazy and everything under the sun. Well, every time the word came to pass, they wanted to go back to Jeremiah, and the Lord said through Jeremiah, it's too late. It's too late. But going over to Jeremiah 11 real quick, we need to understand that conspiracy is biblical. If you go over to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, the Lord said to me, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors who refused to listen to my words. They have followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I made with their ancestors. There's an anointing on this. Are you getting this right now? Just came into the room big time. They have followed other gods. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. The towns of Judah and people of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they will not help them at all when disaster strikes. You, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. And the altars you have set up to burn incense to the shameful god of Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem. Oh, that can't be my loving God. Oh, that can't be my loving God. No, that loving God was the one that was warning you to turn from your sins. But when you refuse to return from your sins, guess what? You will be dealt with. That is love, friends. That is love. You know, I like how, I wish we had another hour today, I really do. I like when, you know, we hear about this all the time, you know, return to me and, you know, I'll show compassion and mercy and all this other stuff. Yes, that's true. It's totally true. That's not outside of Scripture. That is Scripture. And God shows us how much He's loved us by the fact that He sent His Son to die for our sins. But isn't it interesting how we hear this from these modern day harlotins? The Lord hath peered of old unto me, saying, yeah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Does anybody realize that Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, and Jeremiah 31, verse 3, it's right after judgment? Has anybody ever taken the time to put things in order? Law, judgment, mercy, and faith?
Yep.
Not just to pick Scriptures out, the ones you like,
yep,
and just add them to your lifestyle and say, well, God would never do that. No, you're right. God wouldn't. You made the choice to bring it unto yourself. I remember one of my friends said this not too long ago. He said, by the grace of God, we end up in heaven. He said, but we end up in hell by the choices that we made.
That's right.
The wrong choices. And so it is. Getting back to this, friends, who's behind the terror and the chaos? Here's the quote from Pierre Henry Benoul. He said this in June 2004. It says April/June 2004. Maybe he said it twice. He said this, listen carefully. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. I didn't say this, he did. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this. But there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive the TV watcher to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism.
Ooh.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
The country behind this propaganda is the United States, and the lobbyists for the U.S. war on terrorism are only interested in making money. French military intelligence agent Pierre Henry Benoul. Check it out, friends. Go online. You'll find it.
And what did the Bible say about money? The love of money is the root of all
evil. That's right. They're willing to sell their souls.
That's right.
So why are world leaders calling for a new world order all at the same time? The Pope, China, Russia. I also want you to keep in mind, I thought about this today, and I want to convey this to you, friends. The word's like a fire shut up on my bones, and I'm going to shoot it out at you. Folks, your enemy isn't so much the Islamic State. You do need to pay attention to Russia and China because they're all in this together. They always want you looking the wrong direction.
Diverted your attention.
Diversion is a tactic. Sleight of hand is what they want. But, friends, they're all calling for a new world order at the same time. Oh, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama was calling for a new world order in Europe before becoming America's president, claiming that, listen carefully, friends, remember? Remember about the high horse at the prayer breakfast, Mr. President? He said there is no other way. Really? So you're absolutely certain, and you're absolutely right about what you're saying. I'm telling you, there is no other way.
Yeah, my way.
Yeah, my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. No. Okay? Why is he meeting with designated Muslim terror groups in the White House just this last week? Why is he allied with Americans and America's sworn enemies by appointing them to key positions in governmental positions? If you want to see their names, friends, you can go over to the four-star admiral article. Check it out because all the names are listed there by Tim Brown. Folks, why is he aiding and abetting America's enemies? This is unconstitutional. It's impeachable, friends. And you can charge him for these crimes. Why is he trying to disarm the American people through the means of created terror? If it was real, your government would be arming the people, not attempting to take away your arms. Why is Barack Hussein Obama releasing thousands of illegal felons on the streets of America? Why is Barack Hussein Obama transgressing the United States Constitution, lied to the American people, wasted taxpayer money, and been involved in cronyism in 900 documented cases, criminal activity? I want to tell you why. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you will despise my statutes or your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, saith the Lord, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Does that not align itself with what Mr. Pierre Henry Benoul said? They don't exist. You'll flee when none pursueth. And if you will not for all this hearken or listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Friends, that's the door America's going through next, right there. If you will not for all of this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. You want to see increased judgments by a living God? No, we don't want to dare the justice of God. We want to comply at this point. But we want to comply for the right reasons, friends. So America, you're up. Are you going to submit to man's fear only to be enslaved and go back to Egypt with Pharaoh? Or will you obey and walk in the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 8:13, and conquer and live free, Romans 8:37, 2 Corinthians 3:17?
And I want to say that we're fighting this good fight of faith on a daily basis. You know, we were just watching a documentary about the Navy SEALs and their training. And one of the instructors, who was a man of some, you know, repute and age, he said, you're not just a Navy SEAL, you know, from 9 to 5. You're a Navy SEAL 24/7. We don't just fight the good fight of faith on the radio or when we're doing an event. It is who we are 24/7. We're fighting this good fight of faith as we go to the grocery store, the gas station, any place and every place. We're spreading this message. It's not just a part-time thing for us. And for those of you that support our ministry and our sons and daughters of liberty, we know that you feel the same, and we appreciate your giving so much, for we cannot do this without you. I want to give you some Christian giving stats that might surprise you here. Did you know that 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but rather targets other Christians. Christians,
that's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish.
Right.
Yeah.
Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. Now, $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions, 87% of which goes to work being done already among Christians. 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians, and only 1% among the unevangelized population. So less than one half of 1% of church funding goes towards youth causes. And we have been in high school after high school and university and college campuses
where we had to have street teams out on the streets, yes, to raise the money because of the federal cuts and because the church would not help us reach out to the schools that were in their own backyards.
That's right. And we have worked tirelessly because we didn't want to turn down a school who couldn't afford it. So we went out of our way to make it happen, to be able to seek and save that which is lost and reach out to these young people. Now, our hearts are to go to the young and the old, turning the hearts of the fathers back unto the children, mm-hmm, and turning the hearts of the children back unto the fathers. And when we say we cannot do this without your support, we don't just say it as a cliche thing. It's a reality for us every day that we walk. Now, for those of you who are becoming sons and daughters of liberty and who are, we want to say thank you. But for those of you who have never heard about the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, once you go to our website, you can make a secure donation if you'd like to make just a one-time donation. But if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, click on where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. You're going to see the different membership options, a nice video as far as what your giving helps to go towards, and these beautiful certificates that you get to become a son or daughter of liberty, depending upon whether you're a son or a daughter. Now, there's different levels of membership.
And I hope Bruce Jenner isn't listening right now.
That's right. So there's different levels of membership. There's a basic membership. There's a bronze membership, a silver membership, gold, platinum, and then multi-platinum, with how much that you can give on a monthly basis. And how that helps us is because it helps us get out there to seek and save that which is lost. So check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We need your support.
And folks, we're not coming to you with vision. We're coming to you as we fulfill vision. Big difference. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Wake up, friends. Love ya. See ya.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.